Baruch Ato Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyeh bedvaro.
We see after the Shmuel, let's head back to the plagues, to Parshas Va'era. Something we mentioned in the past, the famous stipler in Berachas Peretz, Parshas Va'era, with regards to Makas Tzvardeya. Famous word of the stipler, Frank the stipler, how was it Shayach Rashi, who is Lipshuto Shemikra, and Ibar Rashi cites the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, recorded both in the Medrash Rabbah and the famous Machlokis in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amid Beis. According to Rabbi Akiva, Vatala Tzvardeya, it was one frog, as the Lushan seems to indicate, it's Lushan Yachid. Tahaina, one frog popped out of the river, out of the Nile River on a sunny afternoon. Mitzri, number one, hits it, even though, again, the Gemara and the Medrash do not mention, it's only the Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi doesn't mention, it's the Medrash Tanchuma that actually is the first to mention the Indian of the Hakal that they actually hit it. But either way, continues the Medrash Tanchuma. Tommy the Egyptian hit the frog and multiplied into two. And then Steve the Egyptian hit it again and turned into four. Next thing you know, turned into eight. 1632. And next thing you know, they had billions of frogs running rampant throughout the land. Ask the stifler the obvious question. So Mitzvah, stop hitting the frogs and you won't even have a plague. Just don't hit them. If you don't hit him, it's going to stop. It didn't stop after the first hundred, after the first few thousand, the first million. What's going on here? Turns is what? This is the meat of Kas. The pejorative character trait of anger, which can so overwhelm and overtake a person that it distorts the intellect ad kedei kach, that you're not even cognizant, you're not even aware of what's transpiring in front of your very own eyes. You can hit the frog in anger and your fury, and it multiplies into two. You hit it, well, you stop that already. It's cut that out already. And unbelievable, next thing you know, you got billions of frogs all over the land of Egypt. And that's the meat of Kas, and you have to work on the meat of Kas. Briskerov used to say, people thought my father of Chaim was the Gol Ador in learning. He was also the Gol Ador in Chesed. And my father of Chaim told us that you all think that Gol Ador in Chesed, you think it came easily. But Chaim said that his Etzem Tchunis and Nefesh were, he was a Kason. That he was a Kason by nature. He had a quick temper. He says, I worked on it for many, many years. Stories talk about Ramosha having worked 14 years on the meat of Kas. And Ramosha said also, that he was a Kasson by nature and he worked years on himself. And how many times the Chozen Ish said about he was a Mayan al Atzmo. And the Mice Ish, they bring that the Chozen Ish said about himself when somebody came to apologize, I'm sorry for getting angry. He says, I've never gotten angry in my life. These Gedolei Yisrael, they worked on overcoming the meat of Kas, but somebody who succumbs to this negative character trait, it can distort your intellect, ad kedei kach, that you can be hitting frogs and you're not even aware that you yourselves are the Gorim of the Makkah. Now we know, interestingly enough, Harashi makes it clear, and based on Chazal, the Rechaim HaKodesh elaborates, B'cho v'amcho, and these frogs went inside your system. They mamish went inside the bodies, and they were busy croaking from within. Interesting, we don't find that the Arav went inside the body, we don't find that the Kinim infested inside their body. Why is this the only one out of all 10 plagues that actually went inside the bodies of the Egyptians? Lafi, Divri, has stiplers, Geshmak, what's Amina, getting Amina? The whole plague was Nigram, it was all triggered ayyadeh the meat of kas that comes from within. I'm a mela to highlight that it came from within. Bechov amcha. They're not just going to be croaking the ribbiting like the Kliyokan of the say. After all, they were screaming in the ears of the yidin to do the work, so they're going to scream and ribbit and croak in your ears. More than that, they're going to go inside. What shaykh is inside? Lefi divrei ha-stipler, it's geshmak, because it was novea from the meat of kas that came from within. And to highlight the chomer inyan, it's going to come and attack you on the inside. But perhaps it's in the kuda nosefus, an additional aspect. Hella Dikya Gemara in the third parak in the Durm Chabezim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol HaKoeis Komenei Gehenim Sholtam, a famous Ramban, starts off Higeras HaRamban when he talks about the Mida of Anivus, the first, the cardinal character trait, Latzad HaTov, and then of course you have the Mida of Kas, and the Ramban quotes this Gemara, Kol HaKoeis, if you get angry, all sorts of Gehenim will overtake you, will overwhelm you, will rule over you. Shenema rahasa kas min mecha, tehaver ro mibisarecha, vein ro elegahanim, shenema kopol shalom, aneve gam ro shalom ro. Ha'arkan. The Gemara doesn't have to go fighter. This is pretty severe. If you get angry, now again, we have a separate Gemara in Shabbos Kafayim and Beis Kolakoiski Lo'ovid Avodah Zarah. Even though the Marshan others quote the Gemara, we actually don't have such a lashon. The Gemara just says that Kolakois, you're going to start being Korei Begodim, and ultimately it will lead to Avodah Zarah. But many are matik that Gemara. And the end of the day, the upshot is that if you get angry, it's as if you were Oved Avodah Zarah. Ravu Magolius points it out and has told us all the biography of the Marshal. It's one of those places the Marshal quotes. It's not the exact nusach that we have. Uncle Panim, it's pretty severe, but that stems with this. If you get angry, it's kilo vid vodazar. And if you get angry, komine gehenim shultimbo. So that's pretty severe. The Gemara doesn't have to go weiter, but yet the Gemara is margish the circle. Let's go weiter. Velo. Not only will all gehenim overtake you, but now it's going to get pretty bad, right? How much worse can we get than Madura Gehenim being sholate over you, right? How bad can you get? V'lo'od elo shatachtonios sholtas bo. You're going to have bowel trouble. Your bowels are going to give you problems. Now, if I were writing this Gemara L'char, at least I would have had to say Afuch, that if you get angry, your bowels are going to go ahead and give you trouble. V'lo'od, you think you can have it in this world? No, buddy, wait until you get to the next world. Now, come and get, what's going on over here? L'char, it's very geshmak. A person has to know that if you get angry, it's kilo ovid avodah, and you should know kol kois komine gehenim shultavo. As you think it's only for the next world, even in this world, you're not the living life. Even in this world, v'lo od, even in this world, you're going to be like a behemoth, tachtonius moshes, but you won't have any shlita. Even over the most basic animal-like characteristic we have, chagiga tazayin and manalaf, you have three characteristics in line with the animal kingdom. Ochlen v'shosin kebehema motzi and rei kebehema tachtonius. If you're not in control, you don't even know l'mhazi. You have many Rishon will say, you know what, I'll sacrifice Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. At least I'll have Olam Hazeh. At least I'll enjoy Olam Hazeh. What are you not going to enjoy Olam Hazeh? If you allow Kas to overwhelm and overtake you, then you're going to be ruled by your tachtonius, by the bowels, by your intestines, by the nekudas of Hamas. You're not even going to be living in this world. And that's why we see people who have hot tempers, who are easily angered and infuriated, and the other day, they're not really living Olam Hazeh. You know, we mentioned once the story of someone who was putting together Shirma Rabaruch Ber. And he found a Fry Yid in Tel Aviv who had Kisveyad, he had manuscripts of having learned in Kamenetz when he was from. Unfortunately, he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war and he gave up his Yiddishkeit. So this young man found out that he had Kisveyad, he had notes from the Shurmer, Baruch Ber. And we have today not only the four volumes of Baruch HaShmol, we have separate volumes of Shurmer, Baruch Ber, Kamen Mesechtes HaShas. So he went to this Fry Yid's house and he saw when he walked in the dining room, he had two big pictures on the wall. One was a Baruch Ber, Leibovitz HaTzal, and one was of Chai and Bialik. So he says to this guy, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, it's a steer in Menei Abay. He says, which one do you want in your dining room? You want our Baruch Ber, or you want Chaim Bialik, the secular poet? Which one is it? He says, you know, I keep them both on my wall. He says, Chaim Bialik, he says, he's the one. Unfortunately, he says, I have tainus on him. He says, because he got me into secular society, he says, he took away a lot of my Olam Haba. She says, so what about our Baruch Ber? He says, because I learned in our Baruch Ber so many years of Kamenetz, I couldn't even enjoy Olam Haza. Rabbi Baruch Ber took away my Olam Hazeh. I couldn't even enjoy that. Kol minei gehenim shultavo. Oh, do you think you're going to live in this world? If you're going to let Kas overtake you, you won't even have a chayim in this world. Your bowels are going to drive you crazy. Tachtonius moshes bo. But what do you see from here? That Kas is associated befrat with what? What's the meaning? Getting a meaning? You see, Hudgah Shayidei, the Gemara, is that if you let Kas, where does Kas come from? More of the end of Brochus is associated with the Kovet, with the Kloyos. And what do you see though? With the digestive tract, you see that if you get angry, your bowels are going to cause you problems. And Chazal say that the frogs went into the inside and they started eating away at the intestines, eating away at the bowels. What are they doing inside? Lefid Amreinu, it's very geschmack. That it's to highlight that part of this Makkah came Ayyadei the Stipler because of the meat of Kas. To highlight that it's going to come inside where Kas comes from. And just like Kas causes the Tachtonius to be sholeit over you, the frauds now are going to be sholeit over your tachtonius, over your bowels, and they're going to go in and drive you insane. That's the frog, that's Rabbi Akiva. Question is, so what does Elazar ben Azayah? He holds it was one frog, and he came and collected all his buddies all over the world. Where's he coming from? So the Marshal points out in the Chiddushei Agadot in Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and that even though Vatalat Tzvardeya seems to be that it was one who came, and then Lechayrit split, it seems to be substantiating, bolstering the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amalachorah says, according to Rabbi Akiva, then Lachorah, how could they be miyaches that to Maisik Shofit? It wasn't until Makis Kenan that the Chartume Paro readily agreed, Etzpaluimi, because they couldn't duplicate it. But if it came to Tzvardei of Ayasu Chain Chartume Mitzrayim, if the necromancers of Paro, the Baalei Kishef, were able to duplicate the same act, so they could only duplicate it if you have millions of frogs coming from all over the world, so then the Mitzrayim could say, it's Maisik Shofit, man. We could also bring millions of frogs from all over and bring them here. We could say that it's a shade, my sakshof, and there are things to attribute it to. But if it's one frog that came out of the river and we started hitting it, they can't attribute it to my sakshof. It's a bria chadasha. Why did they say it's Malumi? It must be Zotolos Minasaria that it was really frogs that came from all over the world, and that's the reason the Marshal explains why he did not learn like the Tan Eloki, like Rabbi Akiva. Again, because if the whole point was that they were attributing the first two plagues to Maisik Shofim, that means that there was a way out to dismiss it as, oh, it's because of a shade, Shofim. And that can only be done if they came from all over the world. But if it's one frog that came out of the river and they hit it and it split miraculously, they'll say this is a Bria Chadosha. They can attribute this to Maisik Shofim. Hey, we hit the Bria Chadosha, and the next thing you know, a multiple. Applied. So why did they attribute it? It must be that's not what took place. It took place. They came from all over the world. We understand another reason, a more poshut reason, why Reuven ben Azariah didn't learn like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is saying that it was one frog that hit the two. And the Stipler is coming along and saying that what happened, this is a display of the meat of Kas. And they weren't even aware of the frogs multiplying in front of their own eyes. If all the frogs were to get the Mitzvah to an awareness, like the Ramban, like the Rishonim Amarach, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, to recognize that Hashem controls every aspect of the Bria. All the Brias on land, all the Brias in the sea, all the Brias in the sky. How in the world are they going to recognize that the Eivishter is... I remember growing up, we've been talking about comic book heroes lately. Aquaman, right? Controlled all the creatures in the sea. Lahandel Alvandos, Eivishter controls every creature in the sea. That's what they're supposed to come to, such an awareness. If they're not even aware that the frogs are multiplying in front of their own eyes, they're going to start thinking the Borei Olam, they're going to start... The Chorol Ozom Nazarius is poshut. They have such... If it's meat of Kas, could only be the can be the only explanation to how the plague ever occurred al Yedei Shitas, Alima Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that how could they ever come to any awarenesses? It must be no. They saw the frogs coming from all over the world, and that is how it took place. On this note of the meat of Kas, Rav Dov Eliach brings in Pnina Mishulchan Gavoa from the Kisveyad of Tcheles Mordechai, or Mordechai Yaffa, Talmud of Voloshin and Yeshiva, who writes in the Sefer Tcheles Mordechai, he says he got it from a Buxbaum, Machon Yishalayim, where Mordechai Yaffa was a Talmud of Yitzhak Voloshin, then the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Itzel of Voloshin, the Pekodosh, he had a minhag that anytime a Bocher left the Yeshiva, he would leave him off with some advice, some hadrochas achai. So Rav Mordechai Yaffa writes that when it came time for him to leave Yeshiva's Voloshin, he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yitzhak Voloshin, and Rav Yitzhak Voloshin said, when you're going out into Rabbonis in Europe, I want to give you an Eitzah, a piece of advice, that you're going to have a lot of Kitos, Hamasnagdus, you're going to have a lot of groups that are going to rise up, whether it's a form, enlightenment, and a form, you're going to have people going to start making battles against you in Yiddishkeit. Don't fight them in public. Don't get into public battles because you'll never win the public battles. On the contrary, they're going to use it and say, look at the chashimas they're giving us. Look at the public hisnandus. They're arguing, they're debating. You see that they're recognizing us as a sheet. They never enter, engage in public dialogue and public debate. Otherwise, you're just going to incite their anger and they're going to want to attack you and they're going to be vengeful. He says, and what was the raya of Itzim Loshen said? He said, Kibalti from Ovi Rochaim Loshen. Rochaim Loshen said that the Rashi learning like Shita Rabbi Akiva, and like we explained, there was one frog that came out of the river and they hit it and it multiplied. All they had to do was leave it alone. If they left that a little innocent frog, if they let the little bullfrog alone, they never would have had a plague number two. Just leave it. But he's croaking, he's driving you crazy, he's making loud noise, he's coming out and he's disrupting your peace. Let him go, and you know what? You just ignore him, and gradually he'll go back into the river where he came from, and you'll silence him. But if you start fighting him publicly, and you're going to start hitting him publicly, and you're going to start disparaging him publicly, you can hit him. He's going to multiply into two. You can hit him again. He's going to break off. There'll be more factions. Hit him to eight. The next thing you know, you're going to be plagued incessantly by them. Leave them alone, and they'll gradually go away by themselves. Zokter Vitzel Lalozhin, Mishema's father, that was the Eitzei Tola Mordechai Yaffa. When you go out, there'll be many people that are going to denounce Yiddishkeit, they're going to try and fight you. Don't fight them in public. You want to take care of things privately, but don't make too much noise. If you start hitting them up and beating them up publicly, all it's going to do is going to cause them to multiply. Just leave it, just let it go, and that's why it's going to be Beseder. Adkan, just to be Messiah, we mentioned in the past of Kalmanovitz, And the end of the day, we know that these same frogs, they not only started in a miraculous fashion, they finished it off with an act of Mesiras Nefesh going into the fiery furnaces, where the Gemara Pesachim Gimel Amud Beis relates that the Lossid Hanani Meshavei Azariah will learn the Kavachomer from the Tzvardim if they went into the fiery furnaces. We have to jump into the fiery furnace, even though there's the whole Shiloh. What do you mean? The Gemara Ksuvus Amolei Nadu Chanani Meshavei Azariah Habapachol Etzamo. And Tosfos said, discusses, was an Avodah Zor, was an Avodah Zor, were they even allowed to be Mosa Nefesh HaKapon? The Gemara says, they deduced, they inferred a Kavachomer from the frogs. And the question, of course, is, what do you mean they inferred a Kavachomer? Frogs don't have das, they don't have any Bechiro. Rachaim Freelander and Sisse Chaim Amuna Bechira and Chelik Beis, based on a Sefer Chassidah, based on his Rebbe, Rav Dessler explains, Avada the frogs didn't have Bechira, and Avada they didn't have Das. But it means, why did Hashem put the frogs in a matzav that they did something completely antithetical to what their Etzem Teva is? Frogs don't jump into ovens, God's creatures, they don't commit suicide and jump into ovens. So why did Hashem do it? Why did Hashem do something? Why was the Eibishter Mishana the Teva of a frog when it's not something a typical frog would ever do? It must be, because one day he wants us to draw the lesson. It's all to teach us lessons. It must be that he wants us to derive the Kavachimer. That, you know what, you don't rationalize. And what would the rationalization be? Explains of Kamenovitz from the Mirzatzal. Every frog could have said, especially according to the Shittas in the Medrash Rabbah, each frog lasted for 7 days. Why should I give up my life on day number one? Let me hang around until day number seven. I'll be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim for 7 days. And then I'll go into the furnace on day number seven. Or each frog could have said, well, I'm going to be the guy to go into the oven. I'm not going to go into the oven. You know, I'm going to go into Paro's bubble bath. I'm going to go into his water bed. I'll jump around in the down pillows. And let me go. Let me have a good time. Teretz is what? When it comes time to be Moser, Snapshucha, for Kiddush Shemayim, you don't make Cheshbinus. Hey, my big shu Cheshbinus, what's the time for Cheshbinus? I, but Abishur, 7 days, let me stick around for 7 days. No, you do it right here and now. I, but why do I have to give up my life? Each frog could have said, Rebonish, I'll sing Shira, Perak Shira, Bro Shekva, Machusil, and Void. I'll sing Shira, you know what? I'll sit in Kolo the rest of my life, and I'll mamash learn all the frog Torah that I can. I'll learn all the halachas, but again, it's Fadea. I'll sit and learn, I'll stag, I'll be my give Aldik, and you know what? The frog's not going to be doing its mission to do wrong. And Hashem is an effort, because it means what? If the Abishter right now today needs someone to jump into the fiery furnace, we Mekan Shemayim, you don't make Cheshbonis, let me wait until day number seven. You don't, let it be somebody else. I'll be the guy. No, there's somebody needs to step up. Malkum Shein Frog, Ishtadu Leos Frog. Someone's got to step up to the plate. That's what they deduced from the frogs, that you don't make cheshbonis. When someone's got to do it, you do the job and you don't wait for the next person. And we mentioned it's an idea that we saw even before Malkus Fardea, because if you rewind back to Parshas Mikha, it's the beginning of Revi, and Perek Mem Beis, you find that Yaakov turns to his sons as a famine that infected all the lands, made its way ultimately to Eretz Canaan, and Yaakov turns to his sons and he says, and he says to them, Lama Tisro. And we know the Mefarshim, different explanations. What does it mean, Lama Tisro? What's the reflexive, the hispoil conjugation of Lama Tisro? I in the Sforno, and it's already Rabbeinu Avram and Aramam, and they write to Mamish Oso Loshen, Lama Sabitu Zel Zel. Why is every guy looking to the next side? There's a famine in the land. Every guy is looking, oh, let him be the one to go. I'll stay here. I'll take care of the tata. I'll take care of the flock, the livestock. You be the one to, someone needs food. You be the one, but welcome Shainish Establi Yosish. You be the one who got Amitraim. But each one was, well, Lama Tisro. Yaakov gave them Musa. Why are you guys looking at yourselves, Lama Sabito Zelzeh, waiting for the next guy to go down? Don't wait for the next guy to jump into the oven. When Abishur wants someone to jump into the oven, that's what Chanam Shavazariah learned from the frogs. You don't say, let me wait until day seven. You don't say, let it be the next guy. Someone needs to go right here and right now and jump into the oven. You be Mekadeshim Shemayim, Lama Sabido Zozeh. You guys, don't wait for the next guy. Don't wait for the enemy. You go down, someone's got to do the Maisa. That's another important lesson we learned from the frogs. Don't go in and wait for somebody else to do it. God needs you to step up to the plate. Yistababa, don't ever let that Midav Kas be sholate over you. We see the damage that it causes. Kilo Ovid of Azorah Kala, Mine Gehenim, and you won't even have an Olam Hazeh. Tachtoni Yosholtes Babachova Amcha. The frogs went inside and let the Egyptians and let us know. That what? That's Navea from the Kas that comes out from Yibifnim. Control that Kas, control the anger. And Mitzvah Shem, Vizecha, tremendous Yat. Everyone's invited to come back 8:15 tonight. Tfila Chabura and Inani Machshav. We're holding my Bruch HaSatayra. So we're talking about Lasuk, Mitzvah Torah, Vahar, Vinashav, Baruch Havanu. See you back in the basement of Shem, Mitzvah Shem, 8:15 tonight. Bruch HaSatayra, the Amkes Machshav, Shabo. Have a good night and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish. Yes, I'm going to say,